Hey guys, truckdriver101.com. Let's talk about driverless trucks. So Freightliner said this week that they will not be replacing us. Isn't that nice of them? They're not going to replace us with machines. We ought to go thank them. What's hilarious to me about it all, though, is no one talks about the 90-pound gorilla in the room. The reality is, once you get rid of people, and the machines do this, okay, I just want to know one thing. Who's responsible when that machine crashes into a building? It's going to happen at least once, right? I mean, once they get rid of drivers, it's going to happen. So who's responsible? You never hear that part. You never hear that part either. Now, the next part that nobody's talked about yet, they're increasing weight requirements. There's a bill right now to increase weight requirements to 91,000 pounds for trucks. Now, I suspect this is part of the increase to have automated vehicles, which is fine. But the thing is, I'm just curious, when a truck weighs more, what's that going to do to mileage? And don't forget, emission standards are, they're talking about emission standards. I've heard, seen a couple reports, emission standards may go up again. So, what are they going to do? They're going to have this heavy truck with this brand new technology, and it's going to drive around all by itself, and who's going to be responsible for it, I don't know. Plus, right, plus, you're going to have, what, maybe, let's say it works perfectly, and you have 4.5 million or 5 million truck drivers unemployed. Gee, that's going to be a great place. There won't be any cargo thefts at that point, will it? Truck drivers will not rob these vehicles. We are honest, hardworking people. I mean, it's crazy. There's so many gaps in this. The thing I love about it is that no one's talked about maintenance. Like, how is a DOT officer supposed to inspect a truck like this? And if it's in violation, who do you fine? What is the dispatcher going to do? Is the dispatcher now going to run the truck? Somebody's got to know where it's at. They talk like it's going to work like a train, right? But the thing is, it's going to have to integrate with traffic, right? What happens when someone gets pissed off at the automated vehicle and it's doing what it's supposed to? Interesting, huh? Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that they haven't talked about. I mean, you know, I've had people pull in front of me for doing the speed limit and slam on their brakes, right? So the truck is automated. It won't have, you know, it won't think to get in the left lane and keep on going down the highway. It will do a safe stop in the middle of the highway. And then it will try to speed back up safely. And it'll piss someone else off. The whole problem with automation is always the same. Right now, it works great. Because you got the best money, the best minds, and they're going to save the world from us evil truck drivers. But in reality, a lot of people are going to die. I shouldn't laugh, but I mean, it's true. A lot of people are going to die. Al-Qaeda could literally, imagine Al-Qaeda, just to say as an example, a terrorist group, breaking into Warner Enterprises, breaking in, getting 8,000 trucks. 8,000 trucks. I think that's what Warner's fleet is right now, 8,000 trucks. That could be missiles going towards your homes, your schools. I don't know. I mean, and what insurance company is going to cover that? Who's going to be responsible when that happens? You know? This seems odd to me. Anyway, guys, I just thought, when I saw this report, when I saw this in the Truckers Report little news thing, I decided to talk about it. Because it sounds like they keep saying, yeah, we're going to replace drivers. They're going to replace drivers. They're going to try to, right? But unless this thing can work 100% perfectly, you got to figure out who's responsible. You got to figure out what you're going to do if a terrorist takes this over. And you also got to figure out what are you going to do. The part I love that nobody talks about either is, I got to rewind this a bit, but nobody talks about the illegal side of the business. What's going to happen to them? There are companies that depend on certain drivers to break the rules. What's going to happen? Right? Because everybody thinks, oh, that truck will run 24 hours a day. No, it won't. It's got to have maintenance. It's got to have, it's got to cool down. It's got to fuel. I mean, how's that going to work? You know, what happens when, all these trucks go to the same truck stop because it's cheap fuel, because they're all automated. We already have this problem now, but being a human, I can go, I'm going to the next truck stop. But being a machine, it's going to do exactly what it's supposed to do, and your load's going to be late. Ugh, whatever. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. Ain't it nice to pay taxes for so the government can help them replace us and then have 5 million unemployed people? That's going to go real well. That's what you do with people who are ex-military soldiers, convicted felons, and broke people. You put them in a situation where their back's against the wall and they're unemployed. That's going to go really well, America. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Figured I'd comment on that one. You know what, guys, I gotta just continue this here. Just a little part that I just realized. When you talk about responsibility for the truck, the thing is that I want to explain a little more in depth. Who's responsible for the truck? Just let me talk about this little part here. The people who wrote the software, the people who built the truck, the company who owns the truck, or the U.S. government, or if you're a person and you get hit with this terrorist attack that could potentially happen if someone was to have 8,000 missiles headed towards homes, the U.S. government. Put it down in your comments. Who's responsible if the worst thing happens, or an accident, or something happens with an automated truck? Is it the software programmers? Is it the trucking company? Is it the government? Is it the people who built it? Yeah, is it the research company? Who ultimately burden? Who has the responsibility? Because see, when you normally own a truck, you buy it and it's yours. These trucks, because they're going to need upgrades every so often, and the what you're upgrading is basically a person, they all kind of bear responsibility. So in the comments, put down who do you think ultimately is responsible for a semi truck. Talk to you later. Truckdriver101.com. By the way, if you want my book, you can go to truckdriverbooks.com and pick it up. Talk to you guys later.